So we're continuing Yonah Zayin Nikim. Okay. So the Zayin Nikim have two elements to them. It has the element of the sphera, not necessarily a oral sphera like the Shalah said, but keeping cheshbon. And it also has an element of the bedika, the bedikas and the spheres. There's a famous Tosfos on page 2. Where he writes at the end of Tosfos, the spheres Lila in a sphere. That The sphere has to be Bayom. So that might imply that if the bedikas that we do are part of this kiyum of sphera, then they also have to be Bayom. Because one could question, you know, why do you have to do bedikas vayom during the Zayin Nikim? You know, in Judaism, vayer vayvoker, at night. So why every night should be good? But he's saying that what? That it has to be the sphere, it has to be vayom. And therefore, his lashon is, Russian of the Tosfos is the spheres Lila ain't a sphere. And if you look in the Chazon Ish on page 7, he talks about the Tosfos. He says towards the end, the last word on the one is kol. In a kol apostim was kiyur din bedikas laila. In tzolon was some kol she's kiyur loshen yom. The rabbim comes to Yerusha Meis Reis. How come the poskim didn't speak about the concept that you can't do bedikah b'layla? So they speak about kol yom. So maybe that means bayom, not b'layla. But maybe Yom here doesn't mean Yom in terms of day, just means the 24-hour period. So he's this halacha, but Lamaisa, we usually assume this halacha, that we do the bedikas bayom. And that's, it's part of the sphera, and the sphera is bayom. Even though, again, if it's like, you know, if it's like the shalah that says you have to do a maisa mitzvah, so to speak, of sphera, then you can understand better that, you know, you have to do it at a certain time. But we're saying that it's really not, it's just a, like the Nodi Yehuda said, it's really a calculation in your mind. You're holding cup, but where are you holding? So then that's what Chazon Ish says, it's hard to understand that there should be a requirement of Dafka Vayom. And then there's the Shitas Rashi, that, you know, Rashi Shit and Pei Aleph, is that even Balayla sphere is good. In the Sugya of Rashi Shit is, you say, Mixas Yom Kukulo, even Balayla. That's Rashi Shita. In Pesachim Pei Aleph. You know, we're making a cheshbon, how do you know, what's sosa, what's not sosa, ziva, kippa yomim. So we always do have that shita in the back burner. You know, that's to say, there's a Pesachim Tshuva, quotes the Tshuva's Radvaz, and Hilchos Avelus, but maybe the last day of Shiva, you can even say Mitzvah Siyam Kukulu Balayla, Legabe Talmud Torah, things like that, Legabe Mitzvahs. Even though that's not the general Mahalach. Because we assume that, like Rav Abadi said, it's like sort of like a Xeris HaKosuv type of thing, you know, like a din. That it has to be Bayom. So that's what we do. We do Bedikas during the Zayin Nikiyim. We do them Dafke Bayom. But if you look in the Noda Behuda here, page 11, the famous Noda Behuda we keep talking about, where he discusses if she did a hefsek, right, and then she did a moch, and then she did just Bradika Yom Shvi, whether that could count. So he says, that maybe the maybe we can rely on the Ramban that the Moch is considered a Medika, because the Ramban Shita is that you don't need Chorim Rostokim, only for the Hefsek. And then we can rely on Shita's Rashi, that Medika's Mitzvah Sarvkem Das Rashi, so Sover, that's a Pei Aleph and Pesachim, the Sphiris Laila Mikri Sphira. Afshar Tosu Shom Hikshul Rashi. He should serve Das Rashi. So the Tzirufim is so that you had a Bedikas Yom Rishon. I mean, you know, it's a good kula B'Shas HaTzorach. Moch is not Chorim Stokim. We were saying we saw on the Ramban that you don't need Chorim Stokim only for the Hefsek.
If you rely on the Moch for the Hefsek, that's good.
Right. Even though Rav Aaron Felder in the Rishume Aaron said that if the Moch is in there a long time, maybe that could count as a hefsek. So it was there a long time. So some of the word is that even though you need Horeb Chorim Stokim, but if a mice, it was there a long time, so anything in the Chorim Stokim probably fell out on the moch already. So that's also, you know, it's a kula. And the Lech of the Simla, the Baal Kitz of Shulchan Aruch, on page 13, discusses, are these two things the same, the Bedikas and the Spheres? Are they commensurate or not? You know, or if you, especially if you hold it, that you only need one bedikah or something like that. So it's hard to say that a bedikah. So he quotes the Sidrei Tara, the famous Sidrei Tara, here on page 14, the Isi Sidrei Tara, because of a mother's really deciding bedikah asud in the Mahani bedikah's laila. He says the Sidrei Tara's word. You can see it in the Sidrei Tara, but you can see it here as well. The Sidrei Tara's word is if you hold, you only need one bedikah. So then it's not a din sphira, obviously. You only do one bedikah, so it's not a din sphira. So then if it's not a din sphira, then it can even be belila. Because if it's a din sphira, so then you can sign a sphira as a mitzvah, like Rabbi said, so you do payom. But if it's only a din in, you know, being machzik betar or something like that, so all you need is one, so then it should even be with belila. Man the boy chilos in the sofam. So that's a din like sphira. You need a little bookends on each side, like being a davka b'dikah v'yom. Mitoch kach hikshel shulchanar for amor, the sphira b'dikah's laila nami mahani. Rav shem b'chad b'chos of day l'hokal b'lo b'dikah t'chil himself. So if you can say that the b'dikah's laila helps, so it's a little bit difficult because the b'chad says ain l'hokal b'lo b'dikah t'chil himself. So that means, in other words, he's saying, what the Sidrei Tara is saying is a fundamental yesod. In other words, the question of how many bedikas you need, whether you need at least two or you need chilul yesod, is not just a quantitative discussion, but it's a qualitative discussion whether the bedikas are midin sphira or they're just to be machzik betara. So if they're midin sphira, so then obviously you can't just have one. You can say you can have the beginning and the end. That's like that everything in the middle is part of that sphera. But then is what to say there should be bayom, because then it's like a formal mitzvah. Sheikhain, if it's only one bedika, so then it's not a din counting. To say one bedika, that's not a count. One is not a count. 1 and 7 can be a count. So he's saying so it seems that some people can be makel but bedikah balayla. So he says, but the mechaber says you shouldn't be makel not to have a yom rishon or shvi. So that's what he's saying. That maybe you could argue with the Sidrei Tara. He writes here, because he says, Sidrei Tara maybe Varam Kassav Bechor Mashal Shalom Dai Vedikas Hefsek Tara Shalom Kol Zayin Yemeniki and Botim Dukar Tzoklal that this is not a Vedikas Hefsek Kuchud Zela Dai Yersha Kinyish Kitzv Zod Vedika Chad Tzricha Nios Tzok Zayin Yemeniki and Kul Yalma need at least one Vedika Kiyani Yazdegi Kivada Tadvara Nal Haysa Allah Hefsek Tara Niska Bishulchana Shiri Yalom Moch. So he says, those that say hefsek tar is enough, it means hefsek tar with a moch. So that maybe that can count. The surely again came to Shiknisas a moch but old yom, but see Shay Laila, who no kialov, that can count as the hefsek and bedika. Hakak we used to know the Yehuda, because of Gamkin, the Dikazu, the moch, doch, and Kobena Shmoshos, could count as moch. Bakshe Hiksha, the Fizer, the came to Kazu Shokanar, אם הוא לא למשוך ביסו, שתבדך ביום הפסק תארה, אם כן, צאו למה צריך גם בדיקות של יום ראשון. זה כן. צאו דהמי משום לסביר לסביר לילה ולא סביר, לכן הוא צריך גם שם נראות וצריך גם דבר דם רשי, etc. Okay, so he says that סביר סביר חסיר בדיק אפילו אח הסגי. So he says, the pashtus is that the fact that he doesn't like this, you know, idea that they're connected, the spheres and the bedikas, he thinks it's two different things. The Lacham is similar. So your sphere is strictly a shiva, and bedikas are feeling achasagi. Our koch is ain't that tall as all is that. Our koch is much in bedekas came and shall come on and bedikas borshi he send us a liba machshav shi a yom in the kiyim. Shuv olim kol shiva yom. But it's not really a dense sphere. Okay, so that's the question. Whether so, the Sidrei Torah thinks it should be Habahatalia. That this machlokes of whether you need a bedika every day or 1 in 7, maybe that could be go together with the question of whether it's live or yom, because that's the question: is it lat? That's the shaila. Is the bedikas a kiyum in the sphere, or is it a separate thing? And that could make a nafkamina when it could be bayom, even balayla.
According to the Sidrei Torah,
what's
linked to this, you're saying that if you need 1 in 7, then it's obviously
a
din, or can be in the sphere. But is that only 1 in 7? Like you said, like 1 in 10 could be 1 in 3 also.
Yeah, okay.
So does that also mean you don't have the bookends?
Right, you don't have the bookends, but...
What's that I need just
2 for a sphere? If it is, bookends, I understand. I mean, I can say beginning, end,
and middle, I can understand.
Right.
But if I'm holding that, I could do 1 in 3,
so why is that,
more of a sphere than just more?
Right. Let's see. Let's see this question. Take a look on page 4. Tabi demand all came into really the copy out across sphere. So spoon by dying gluing. Machin Badiga Mishan Griya Kulu Shiva Yom in Yinza. So it could mean like once you set it in motion, you do 1 and 3, so 1, you count until 3, and then once you do 3, it's like, right, but it has to link up with something. Okay, what can I tell you? You can say, okay. Now, okay, so that's the, so the mice, we try to do it by yom. And that's what the Pardis Rimonim says on page 8. Yitzilonim Kolamod, Lyon the Kaimel and Deina Bedika Bakeves. Since we hold the Gironi Bedika B'chol Yom, Bakla Chatkilot, so that means we don't swarm of an Enu, so then Bedika is not a din in Sphere. It's only a din Lahaksi Kayom in Latorim. And the question is, how do you create the chazaka? Through 1 alone, through 1 and 7? Okay, I mean, at the end of the day, we know what the halakas are. If the question is, you like the Sidrei Torah, you don't like the Sidrei Torah, you want to make a tola, yahabaha, or the two shilos or not. Okay, whatever you...
Nice in the winter, right? When we got to go to work. If she got up before it's light,
before it's yellow, still nighttime, technically.
Right? Because the sun is late. And she comes home after ski. So you can see technically she didn't do anything for yellow. She didn't miss the whole day. So you say that she didn't do it? And she didn't do it all.
Right, the whole week, you
say. Right, so every day of it, she did 2 gigas every day, and not one of those bedikas was technically during yoga. But then she got up at 6:30 in the morning.
Right.
Late to the zone or whatever. And she it's winter, so it gets dark early. They're saying that she's 2 days and doesn't count.
According to Tosus.
The same, but that's what we're saying.
But the question is that the Chathila we want to fulfill Tosus. That's what seems to me. Whether we wouldn't let her go over the Yemen, that's a different story. But look at Chathila we want to. And maybe you could be soymech on the early Alos HaShachar, 16.1. Ah.
60. What about the Rambam's
18
and a half?
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe we could give an early. I woke up very early last night to go to, yesterday to go to Jake Frankel's bris, Baruch Hashem. We have to sing for him if he comes back. And Brave Before yesterday. Not yesterday, he had the bris yesterday. So my daughter happens to be up very early. And I don't like to go in the car before I say brachas, you know what I mean? It's a whole question about going on a trip before you daven. Some people hold you should daven home, and then you go to the bris. But the Minhag Yisrael is not that way. The Minhag Yisrael is, if you have a bris, say, in Brooklyn, and you live here, so you can daven there. You know, you're doing there. But at least, you know, the Ramah says, he's trying to say some brachas. So Rabbi pointed out to me once, in the Ben Ish Chai, it says you can already say brachas from Chatzos HaLaila. You can already say the brachas for the next day. But I'd rather wait till it's Yom. So my daughter, I said, my daughter, look on my Zmanim for me. So she looked on my Zmanim, and we had it was already 6:40, and I was supposed to meet Rabbi Yisrael Frankel at 6:45. So already 6:40, and so according to all sheets, I was already past Alos HaShachar.
I meant 5:40.
I get there at 6:45, so I had to leave by 5. Rav Nosson Schechter was the Rav Aaron's son was the mother. I should have mentioned you that you're in the shir. He knows you?
You have to hold
Right. Mean to do it every day, or to have the days that you didn't do sphere don't count.
Right.
Yeah. What do you say, Phil Frankel?
Going back to the Yom Yehuda, isn't the saying that most zachok is better than Purim Tzaken? It's called even Purim Tzaken, and therefore, yes. Why does the Beit Yosef require?
Where are you reading? Which one?
And that's why,
yes,
why does the
Beit Yosef require B'dikas Yom Rishon if you did already a Mo? Right.
In other words, even though the Beit Yosef requires Thurman
Sakin
for Yom Rishon, you have that for the Mo. And then he explains only because the Beit Yosef is Lashitaka, that Sphere Swile isn't Swile.
Right.
But
it's not
that you don't have
Thurman Sakin
for Mo. You do.
Yeah, but the mice you don't. I don't know, that's what
you're
saying. Yeah, maybe he is. Maybe that's the svar of the Rav Aaron Felder said from Rav Moshe, if it's there long enough, and then it's considered like Chorim Stokim. I think in the Rav Aaron Felder's book he has it even for a hefsek. You know, that's already, I would only rely on that, you know, if it's a real, real shasat chak.
The whole rationale is that Arba Yom 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 Yom, is that the reason
for that? Yeah, Arba Yom 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 Yom. That's the other Svara.
So in spirit,
not in the general sphere, that's just like your body just did in the mitzvah.
And if it's Or HaYom, then
okay, so now let's speak a little about zilufim. Douche. That's the story of cleaning out. So usually we don't clean out during the Zayin Nikiyim. If you clean out during the Zayin Nikiyim, then you're defeating the whole purpose of the Zayin Nikiyim. So, let's look in the. So, what's the story about cleaning out during the Zayin Nikiyim? So, usually we clean out before the Hefsek, and then. So. Yeah, before we do that, let's just take a look at page 15. But can you do it a bedika or haner, meaning at night? So what the Ramat says, with the other, you can do it or haner. So does that imply that you could do it at night? He says, "If those no yishlitchos, the Ramor kai rakal shar yomim, so you're going to be dikah akemis, for all be yom rishon. Shat the Ramor yishlom kevei shlomishem, baki yom rishon, or be dikah to eight hayis for laila, or ner." That's the question. Could you do in the week of a Balayla for the Eved? Okay. So take a look now about cleaning out. The tshuva from various achronim. First, we'll look in the Bach, on page 16. It says, "Gon lecha zandil cats. Shekibim yisha chachamash, and into kesem levana, lachas arachso yisha bechamin, bitmeya." There's she took a bath and then she found a white kesem. So he says that he's tmeya. Shaver chadam l'slabin l'achar rechitza. Right? He says you shouldn't, if you take a bath and then you get a white kesem, maybe that's not good, but it's really, it's red. It's just the bath called it to be white. He says, Acha chof hei shonim ba'i lai chacham zokin Ashkenazi. Really chosum shem ha'rav Yaakov Margolius. Shekibel mipi harav David Lonsav, kodim misiyosu la'eretz Yisrael, sha'isha sha'yotzo mimena smichas lovan va'av, la'achar sha'rachtza b'merchatz. Shoyim shlosh ha'shaos, hitmeh, shudach adam lezlabim. Machmas rechitza, lefalina the dam nidahu, hitmeh misafik. Is veneer shall be a razu noga and ashram shall all lay for mechas the yavim shabain vishas lachon and lutzvila. Luchasho pet yira dam islavik. Some people have a minute, they don't take any baths. From what? From the whole Zion Akir.
Don't you take a bath the last day before going to the mikvah?
Well, according to the mikvah, that's after the Zion Akir are over. They should bring leisure to one of the field.
Why is it all in Tamina?
1 second. So Isha Shiyotin Meh Tzmichas Lovan, Va'ad Lach HaShirach Sol Mechatz, Yitimeh Shadech Adam Vazlabe, Machmas Rechitza, Vatalina Dadam Nidhu, Utimeh Misafik. So then the Taz writes, Murray Khamri, Kosov Shemot of the Sovereign Shay Mary Margolis, Jesus Yerot on the yeah. Ivan Timun, Shalomins of the Talm Porsche Remisters, Labar Marbar Vashi Kosomolay, Shabod Ram will be Mary Margolis. Yeah, no, this whole thing's not in Gemara, who says he said it. It says by Mara Shachar, Shalom Shalomoka, the Israel throws away all Marvusa trade, feel Moloba, and that's kind of fun Shalomoka. Well, he says by black. Black was really red. He doesn't say that white was really red. So he says this whole thing is a chumra. You want to be machmir yourself, you can be machmir yourself, but don't bother anyone else.
Why are we talking about this in Tamniga?
Because it came out of her body, so it's a discharge. So if you assume that that's what happens to red things. So.
Well, she found it on her clothing, and it's a kesem, right? It's a metziah.
Yeah, so it's a kesem, but it's a kesem lovin, but maybe the lovin really is red. Just like you say black is really red.
She can use the regular colors of kesem.
Yeah, but say she doesn't have the regular gulas of kesem. Yeah, if it's pachas miki kris, menachanami, but it's not. So the Levushe Mordechai, the Mordechai Leib Winkler, the Shashol B'Yishu Ben Mei Libuna. If you're allowed to go to the Merchatz, Bifrim Rafua. Erev Yom Kippur, I guess. The Tovlin by Erev Yom Kippur. It's usually only men Tovlin, but okay, somebody maybe women used to. Could you go to the Merchatz? Merchatz. The Tazi Shalom Yitzhak, Kolom Yitzhak, Hashem Yitzhak, Hashem Yitzhak, Hashem Yitzhak, Hashem Yitzhak, Hashem Yitzhak, Hashem Yitzhak, So the Taz make off. So don't bother me. And then he says, Omni Ramani is writing the bottom of page 19. Chal Dakar Rechitza Shadakar Mhemshech Zman Shah. A long bath, an hour, 2 hours, Shafi Yeshmokum Lokosh, these Damir Ariyat, Meshach Abraham Yaseh Amayim to Ulasa. Well, Tzvila Shehi Rega, Kimemra, Lamanech Hashlomer. Yes, so we're going to just do, you know, a short thing, a tefillah, or something like that, is the chamin. You don't have to worry, you know, so if you have to go to the mikveh of Yom Kippur place, it's not going to be a problem. Okay, so that's about taking a bath during the Zayin Kiyum. So some didn't like that. Bah, but then the Taz says it's okay. But what about mamish to wash out? People do wash out the inside of the vaginal canal. So that's a tshuva in the Marsham. Vishu shofers, that's the tzerch rufosu b'chol yom kiluch mayim utach harechem v'yish lochush. So it says, b'dikas harofei k'vay mispire. Page 20. Shaykh is a chashash. Shaykh is a chashash. If you have a bedikas it's not a problem. Zilch she'omer she'gir toch harechem. She has a hefsek tara already, so she's okay. So you don't have to worry. It was Megal. Yes. Rav Moshe also has a tshuva where he says that he discusses this as well. He says, "Lachain ein lahakir al lasas as ilupin biyom rishon dafka achar bedika b'shachas b'im zayin." Ein lahakir al b'lom bedika. He says, "You can do yom rishon after the bedika, because those are the ikar bedikas, the yushon and shvi. So then, once you got the bedika in, and the other bedikas are not leikuba. But if she needs more or a fulasa." At night, that maybe it should be okay if this for sort of refuah. And maybe we can rely that the zilufim are not going to be a problem b'chlal. Because the rush. It's another problem at all. Okay. Suppose we make it. Well, but you have a pasuk in Chavos Shavuish Shadik Dikach Kol Azayin Karash. If you hold like that, who can rush to have over 6 day problem with Rishon State on the Shri, much more than Shri, which will catch up in the course. Came to the Ever who can rush in Lasha Brush, Rasha Ben Abdika. According to the rush, you only need one, so you could be Mako. You only need one Abdika. That's arriving. So nobody thought, if you're not Mishmachavim, to clean it out, because if you do Lerfua, he thought, he said, he once made a tusho, like in Vatlanism Chachila. If you're doing it, Ramesh, to make it mutter, then that's also. But if you're doing it with a fua, so it's what to be mekel. But if you're doing it because you know she's having a problem with staining, so you're doing it dafka to clean it out so she won't have a bad bedika, that's a joke. That's like, made two show, it's like Game of Atlan Issel Hathila. So, if we can avoid it, we avoid doing these things. But we don't tell women, like Rabbi says, that they can't be clean during the Zayin Nikiyam. So, a woman wants to go swimming during the Zayin Nikiyam, so we don't tell her she can't go swimming. I mean, we basically don't accept this Bach thing. And then he has a piece here in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos about wetting the Bedika cloth. So the Marsham allowed it. Rav Abadi doesn't like it. He would rather you use KY jelly. KY jelly, the liquid, water. Not the liquid, but the gel.
Well, without the water base.
Though. Without the water base, yeah. Because the gel won't wash away the dough. By shaking water, so he's not into the water so much. That's what he told me once. Water, he thought, yeah, the Marsham is the one who permitted water, even water. So you can use without water. He speaks about doing a bedika with like baby wipes. He said if the baby wipes are not so, not to pech, not lapich. It means you can put your hand on it, it'll be wet, but that wetness won't be enough to wet something else. So then if it's not tofech al mazal biach, but yeah, it could be okay. So the kids, at the end of the day, is we try to do these things. We try not to wash out during the Zayin Nikiyam, unless there's a tzorach refuah or something like that. And then you should probably try to do it after the bedika. Kol pachas bedikas yom rishon yom shvi. In between, anyway, the bedikas aren't marking so much, so you could do it. And we try to do bayom. If you can't bayom, so then maybe the bedikas could work for laila.
I mean, today that we have electricity, are we still marking?
Yeah, we're still not the Chatzir Leil. Taisus. Taisus says Bedikas Bayom.
Maybe our matzah has changed today. We can't say that.
Like Rabelski once said, whenever he hears the words Bizmat Hazeh, he starts to shake. Because Bizmat Hazeh means a person wants to say that, nah, this, you know. So maybe he hears the words Bizmat Hazeh.
No,
it's true. I mean, the mice of Poskim do say Bizmat Hazeh. The mice of Poskim sometimes do use the word Bizmat Hazeh. But he just, you know, gets nervous. Because Bizmat Hazeh is opening up, you know, you want to say something. You want to, you know, I mean, that's what, you know, other branches of Judaism have said, you know, but not on that, it's all different, you know. So, okay, so this is the story. So we used to talk about Tosis Shita, Rashi Shita, and Rechitza during the Zayin Kiyim, and cleaning out during the Zayin Kiyim, and
is tight underwear help at all for the Muslim Deacon?
The biggest kula, I told you, Reb David, the Minak Teiman. Minak Teiman?
Kinuach.
Oh. Reb Moshe Shapiro told me Minak Teiman also, his son-in-law is Teimani, so Reb Moshe Shapiro in the library, he looks up a lot. We've been discussing a lot of Teimanim and Hagim. I spoke to Reb Hatuka the other day. He's the Teimani rabbi in Muncie. They're not into waiting for the Shah. They're doing a Pidyon Abem as Hashem. So, some people in Chathila want to wait for the Shah for 29 days and 12 hours and
41 minutes.
Yeah, so Teimani said, no, day 31st, I'd say it's covered ready, even if you didn't have the 29 days and 12 hours, you could already do the Pidyon in Chathila. And also, the Teimanim, this I didn't look to, but Rosh Shapiro told me, Teimanim L'chadchila will eat Sli at the Seder. L'chadchila will eat Sli at the Seder. Whereas the rest of the Jewish people will not eat Sli at the Seder. So I have to look into that a little bit more.
The Sli is more if it's cooked in water, you can rub something in the water.
That's Sli.
I don't know. When you roast something, it's not completely dry roasting. Not like on a spit.
Yeah, okay. We'll have to talk. I made a packet for that. You come to the west side, so we can hear the shiur. Yeah.
The Masham permitted only after you did already. Did he permit the washing of the eye, or first he wanted you to do the deep evoke here, and then wash it?
What do you think he said?
And he said,
right.
Make it sound like
you should do the deeper first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so tomorrow